This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning and welcome. It's Monday, but we're here to make it great. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 7:07, and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Top story, flash flood kills dozens in Texas. And, of course, that happened on 4th of July. 82 people now deceased, and they're still looking for about 41 people, maybe more. And, of course, at First Light, they will be hitting it very, very hard. And hopefully we'll have some miracles. That's what you can pray for now. There's a lot of tentacles to that whole story. We'll dig into that in just a little bit. But I was talking about intelligence kind of in general last week, you know, how our intelligence apparatus, although extremely important in many, many ways, also has gotten a little too powerful. I'm not sure exactly how to rein them in because you've got Congress folks, senators, they're I don't know how else to phrase it other than they have a certain level of fear from the intel community. That in itself speaks volumes about why we need to address this issue somehow, some way. And you've got some bad players of the past, like John Brennan. He was a director. This guy's a slime ball. This guy was at the heart of the matter when it came to all that fake, Russian information, and Trump did this and all that. It was all made up. It was all garbage. He knew it. He might face perjury charges now. Okay, so you've got that going on. And then the Department of Justice and the FBI claimed there was no evidence that there was a client list belonging to convicted sex criminal Jeffrey Epstein, and that an investigation found Epstein had committed suicide. Yeah.
A lot of folks aren't going to like that. Now, I wonder if because there was a flight log, I'm just going to play a little devil's advocate here, was there the assumption that there was a, air quotes here, client list that was easily accessible, everybody's on this list, all you got to do is pick it up and look at it and know who did what?
I think that's part of it, and also there's presumed if you're acting as a madam, even though you're whatever the male version of that is, pimp, I don't know, you would know maybe the proclivities of some of the people that you are working for or whatever, providing some kind of service, as sick as it is. Yeah, you would think there would be some form of a list. Also, I thought that maybe he would have a list, so that would act as a
protection.
Yeah, protection. Yeah. Get out of jail free card. Hey, if I go down, you all go down. Sure. So you better make this all go away, kind of thing.
Right.
But in the end, he allegedly commits suicide again. It's so weird. Some of the video cameras weren't working. Both of the jailers that were on duty, both like fell asleep, took naps. But now they're saying that, oh, well, the video evidence shows that nobody came or went. So he
must
have
a camera, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, because video can't be doctored or changed or anything else. I mean, you want a conspiracy theory, you want to dry it up and make it go away if it is just a theory and not the truth.
Right.
But there seems like there's still more questions. In a memo that was obtained by Axios, the FBI and DOJ explained that they had conducted an exhaustive review of investigative holdings related to Jeffrey Epstein. To ensure that the review was thorough, the FBI conducted digital searches of its database, databases, hard drives, network drives, as well as physical searches of squad areas, locked cabinets, desks, closets, other areas where responsive material may have been stored. The memo obtained by Axios continued. This systematic review revealed no incriminating, quote-unquote, client list. There was also no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. We did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties.
Interesting.
So
all this is going to do is stir things up all the more. You know that, right? I mean,
I would think so. And some of these things never come out or it takes years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at this. This is new, by the way, this piece of information I'm going to share with you. A shadowy CIA operative specializing in psychological warfare interacted with Lee Harvey Oswald ahead of President John F. Kennedy's assassination.
Right.
This documentation has come out.
Right.
It's been declassified or whatever. And then ran interference against congressional investigators probing whether the U.S. spy agency was connected to the killing. Again, newly disclosed documents are showing this. How many years ago was this? January of 63?
Yeah.
This is at least CIA officer George Janidis assumed the alias Howard Gleber in January of 63 and led an American effort to infiltrate anti-communist Cuban student groups in the year leading up to JFK's killing that November, according to government documents released Thursday and reviewed by Axios. Oswald, 23 at the time, got into a fight with members of one of those student groups, the DRE, an organization vehemently opposed to dictator Fidel Castro's rule over Cuba, while he was handing out pro-communist leaflets in New Orleans nearly 4 months before the JFK assassination in Texas. The fight publicly exposed Oswald as a Castro sympathizer, with news outlets covering a hearing that followed and the soon-to-be killer later debating DRE members on a local television broadcast, according to Axios. A year before that exposure, the Pentagon was looking for excuses to attack Cuba, including plotting a false flag plan known as Operation Northwoods, which drew up a fake assault on the U.S. that would be blamed on the communist nation.
Wow.
Yeah. Again, this is back in the early 60s. This is our intelligence gathering groups. Jonidis, that agent, was in charge of all aspects of political action and psychological warfare at a Miami CIA office that funded the DRE when it encountered Oswald. And the name of the shadowy operative named Howard, who worked with the group, has circulated in JFK assassination conspiracy theories and investigations for decades. But it wasn't until Thursday's disclosure. The CIA has always maintained Howard was not one of theirs. So that turns out to not be true. And Jonidis himself even denied it point blank until the day he died in 1990 after earning a Career Intelligence Medal. This Jonidis was assigned to the CIA's liaison with the House Select Committee on Assassinations as it probed the president's murder in 1976. And he openly lied about the identity of Howard when questioned.
Wow.
Jonidis assured me that they could find no record of any officer assigned to DRE, but that he would keep looking. He was the one that was working with him.
Oh, man.
A former investigator with the committee, Dan Hardway, testified in June that Jonidis was behind a covert operation to throw Congress off the CIA's trail. The CIA using your own operatives to throw off Congress off the trail. Now, what does that tell you? We've got issues.
And I've totally believed for years that, pick your alphabet. You know, he was a patsy for them. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. The offices he was in, the places he was seeing, the people he talked to. Yeah.
Yeah. So keeping that in mind from all the way back to the 60s, well, there's no way that the whole January 6th thing could have been cooked up by the CIA and the FBI, right? There's just no way. They wouldn't do that.
Right.
Coming up next, what's bugging you? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But good morning. Welcome. It is Monday, and we'll take your calls next for what's bugging you. 877-975-9825.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Good morning and welcome. We're trying to make Mondays great. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. 877-975-9825. Call in now if you don't get through right away. Please try right back. We'll do the best we can to get to everyone today. And by the way, What's Bugging You is brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. All right, let's go to Big Mike. What's bugging you?
Good morning, my friends. I tell you, you know, when you look at the Sean Combs P. Diddy trial and how he gets the smack on the wrist, there really was nothing different from him and what Epstein done. I mean, it was basically sex with children. And what really bugs me is our judicial system is blind. They're still corrupt. And I think had Epstein not have, quote, killed himself, he probably would have got a smack on the wrist, too, and been charged with something like prostitution. And I just think that when you get these high-profile individuals, money buys their ticket out, and how P. Diddy gets away with it, how, you know, it just blows my mind. But somebody's got to start draining this swamp, and DJT's the only one that'll do it. So let's get on it.
Let's get on it. Yeah, it is. If you think about it in terms of P. Diddy and his trial and Jeffrey Epstein, if you kind of, Jeffrey Epstein, very well connected, still had access to some money. It's another reason to say, why did he commit suicide?
Yeah, right.
If he did, which they're saying
that's
now.
That, but why? If you, A, think you can get off on this because you've got enough evidence, you know, evidence on people that are, you know, go along with what you're doing.
Or they just can't make a strong enough case against you.
So that's a whole other question with a different set of thinking.
All right, call in now, 877-975-9825 for What's Bugging You. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. And good morning, Jen. What's bugging you?
Good morning. A few years ago, there was an interview at the border. There was a TV reporter kind of, you know, ad-libbing, if you will, or maybe that's the wrong term, just on the spot asking people crossing the border questions. And there was a guy that says, "You don't know who I am. Oh, you're going to know who I am." Mm-hmm. I was wondering if anybody ever figured out who that dude was, because, yeah, he could have had, you know, delusions of grandeur, but he was of a military age, young male, not of this typical, stereotypical look. And I'm trying to figure out, because there are, you know, we're all being warned about sleeper cells. So I was wondering about that, because he seemed pretty sure of himself that people would figure out who he would later.
You have a great day, too.
Yeah.
Here's my thought. The people with the big mouths could be like gangbangers.
Sure.
The people that are really sent on some sort of a mission, they're going to keep their pie holes shut.
Absolutely.
They're just not going to be that way. Now, does that mean that person's not dangerous? No. They very well could be. Like I said, could be attached to gangs, thinks he's all that, and, you know, turns out to do some very bad things. I don't know. But generally speaking, the scariest people are going to be the quietest.
Yeah, I kind of checked into that, not maybe even just a few weeks ago, and never did find anything on him. So
yeah, because that has come up before. You're right.
It has.
Yeah. Trust me, there's plenty for the FBI to be watching and tracking right now.
Oh,
they have thousands and thousands of cases open.
Mm-hmm. Well, and every once in a while, we'll see some arrests, some little cluster somewhere of people. And so they don't all make the headlines because, quite frankly, I'm sure the press doesn't want them to, because
the bad guys came across the border.
And
oh, no.
They're not a bunch of just poor Mexican families looking for a better way of life.
No, that used to be.
Used to be the case to a great extent.
Not so much under the Biden administration at all.
Yeah.
Well, you had NGOs handing out plane tickets all over the world, literally.
Yeah, I mean, over 100 countries. Yeah. We keep hearing different numbers, but what's that?
It was at least 115 last I checked.
Absolutely.
All right. Let's go to Bob. What's bugging you?
I've got a list. Who killed Vince Foster? Who killed Secretary of Commerce Brown? Whose plane flew into a mountain on a clear day in a... Air Force doctor said there was a 45 caliber size hole in the back of his head. Why didn't anybody take up the offer of the DC madam? She offered names, dates, and records. Who ordered the burning alive of men, women, and children in Branch Davidian? Why couldn't the CIA of America's pilot, CIA airplanes, American's pilot, get anybody to investigate flying drugs into Mena, Arkansas? Who was held accountable for the federal employee who killed Weaver's wife as she held her baby in her arms? Why was the FBI agent who was a hitman for the mafia not serving in prison? Who authorized the illegal transfer of firearms by the Federal Bureau of alcohol and tobacco that subsequently was used to kill two federal officers? That's Fast and Furious.
Yeah. And you know, one that I want to know about?
What's that?
Vegas. What was really behind that? What was that motive there?
Uh-huh.
I mean, all those people were slaughtered.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't remember ever hearing, you know, what was the motive? What was the real deal? Was it working in concert with anybody else?
And it just turned into an excuse to try to make bump stocks look bad.
Yeah.
I mean, really? That's what we got out of that?
That's what you got out of that?
No.
No.
That's a strange one, too.
So to hear it rattled off on a list like that.
Oh, man. And I'm sure there were plenty more.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right.
He's right.
Well, we appreciate the input, folks. We always do. Thanks for playing along. What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Coming up in a report, ICE protest in Portland erupt in chaos. What? Not a peaceful protest?
Mostly, maybe?
And
then,
no,
not so much. Okay, well, you'll fill us in.
Yeah. Partly cloudy. How's that?
Okay.
Partly peaceful.
Yeah.
With a chance of chaos. Oh, yeah. That's probably more like it. All right. We do have plenty more to talk about this morning. Obviously, the flood in Texas leads the news. More details coming up. I'm sure we'll have an update here in our news department in just a minute. It is 7:28, and you're listening to News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Flash flood in Texas still leads the news with a death toll of 82, 41 still missing, and rescue attempts will continue once again today. It is 7:35, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and I know it's Monday, but we're trying to make it great. We know U.S. Coast Guard rescue swimmer Scott Ruskin. He is definitely made it great. He assisted with a search and rescue in Texas. He's being hailed as a hero. Why? Well, he helped to save 165 people. He's an American hero with selfless courage, embodies the spirit of the mission of the United States Coast Guard. DHS wrote that on X. And apparently, it was the first rescue mission of his career, according to DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Wow. That's huge. So we're going to look for some of these upbeat, silver lining, positive stories because, you know, the doom and gloom and all that, oof, that is, I feel for the folks involved on any level there, but especially parents that have lost kids. Some of them have lost multiple children. That is not easy. Protests in Portland, Oregon on Friday opposing President Donald Trump and U.S. Immigration Customs Enforcement Agency erupted in chaos. Oh, shocking. A normally pretty much peaceful protest. Several people involved in the protest reportedly organized a caravan that went from an ICE facility located in South Portland to the Northwest Detention Center in Tacoma, Washington. Earlier in the day, demonstrators involved in the protest outside the Portland ICE facility reportedly clashed with federal officers. Per the outlet, this would be 6 News, a local news affiliate there in Portland. On Friday, protesters organized a caravan from the ICE facility in South Portland to the Northwest Detention Center, Tacoma, Washington. The latter is the location where 54-year-old Moises Sotelo, a Newburgh, Oregon vineyard worker, is being held. The rally in Tacoma was attended by Sotelo's daughter. Earlier Friday, protests outside the Portland ICE facility got tense as demonstrators clashed with federal officers. Some protesters told 6 News out there that they took to the streets Friday in response to intensified ICE raids and detentions. Video footage posted to X by Katie Davis Court, a reporter with the Post Millennial, showed law enforcement officials deploying tear gas and using crowd control munitions to disperse the crowd. Antifa reportedly, quote, committed an arson attack at the ICE facility in Portland, according to Davis Court.
Portland, that's just shocking. Portland. Okay, never mind.
And it traveled down to Tacoma, Washington.
Yeah. Again, not shocked.
Yeah.
No, not at all.
The protest came after President Trump signed the big, beautiful bill. Was that nice?
Oh, yeah.
4th of July, just like he had asked for. That was not easy. Mm-hmm. For the House and Senate leadership to be able to pull it off, but they did.
Didn't get everything we want, but I am glad to see that folks like the GOA are actually immediately filed lawsuits to try to get what needed to be in there done. So we'll see what happens there.
They had a cool flyover too as part of that, and it's the big beautiful bill. People were talking about it up where I was.
Oh yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Pretty conservative area.
Yeah, I would kind of think so.
Yeah.
You just never know, though. I mean, so that's good to know, though.
No, but you know that they're in the majorities because they don't have any fear. They actually, like, wear their Trump stuff. But, the big, beautiful bill, it passed, and this will include increased funding for border security, national security, some spending cuts, campaign promises such as no tax on tips, overtime, or Social Security, among other things. And these are big deals. And there was somebody on CNN, and they're basically poo-pooing. The no tax on tips. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, you know, this is really like a drop in the bucket. It's just, it's rhetoric and a talking point for Republicans.
Says someone who doesn't depend on tips for their living.
Thank you. That's exactly what I thought.
A little arrogant, maybe? A little, class arrogance going on there?
Absolutely. No question about it.
Yeah.
And they don't even talk about the no tax on Social Security. Of course, it depends on income levels. There's a couple of qualifications for that. But that's big deal, too, for a lot of seniors. And no tax on overtime? Oh, my gosh. That is... These are big deals. And I think the president is doing exactly what he knows how to do and unleash the economic power of the United States of America. I love it. We are closely monitoring the attacks on DHS detention facilities in Prairieland, Texas, and Portland, Oregon. This came from President Trump, and are coordinating with USAOs and our law enforcement partners. And it actually came from Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. He says the department has zero tolerance for assaults on federal officers or property and will bring the full weight of the law against those responsible. I'm telling you, if you could lock some of these people up for any period of time, I think the problems would go away. Literally, these people travel. They're some of the same groups of people. There's been those that have been kind of monitoring a lot of these things, and they clearly recognize people from event to event. Oh, yeah, I saw this guy here, you know, in such and such a place. I saw that guy in New Jersey. Yeah. Yeah, they really are like rent-a-mobs. That's what's going on there. So, yeah, if you can put some of these people away for a little while, it'll be interesting. Watch how it dries up because...
Well, it's funny you say that, too, because there were a number of events, and I think you talked about one last week. We saw several over the next several days where, you know, these radical lefty organizations would call for a little rally and then, uh-huh. you know, 12 people show up.
Exactly.
There was no budget for a rent-a-mob that day, I guess.
Yeah, no, yeah. That's exactly yeah. right. These aren't real. They're not grassroots. It's all fake AstroTurf. They bust these people in. It's a joke. But, I mean, let the joke's on them. Really, because whether they're rent-a-mobs or whatever, the American people, most of them, are sick and tired of this kind of garbage. They say, why, you live in this greatest country and you're belly aching and whining? And then the other part of it is, it's common sense. If people are breaking laws and they're here illegally, why would you want them to be free walking the streets or in your neighborhoods? It's another clear thing where... You know, these left of center folks, they don't care about families. They literally don't.
Yeah.
If they cared about families, they never would have allowed the borders to be wide open to begin with. They would have demanded that Biden stop that. But they didn't care about the family members that died, 70 to 100,000, from fentanyl poisoning.
No.
They didn't care. That's a lot of people. That's a stadium full of people between the ages of 18 and 45, a stadium full of them dying every year.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't care. And then they don't care about families. Unleash, you have these brutal attacks, rapes, murders that take place. Oh, yeah, that's awful. Some things are not preventable, unfortunately. But some of them are. And the ones that are preventable, like, you know, people that are not invited to come in the country, come in, and they already have criminal records, a lot of these folks, gang memberships, all kinds of stuff. Who in their right mind would want people like that roaming their neighborhoods where their children, sisters, brothers, mothers, daughters, all that, where they live? Who would want that? Nobody. That's why you know this is just, you know, a very small group of radicals behind all this stuff. And the Democrats, they think they can still get away with that. Let them. And I just hope they get completely just blown away in the midterms. And the only way that's going to happen is if good conservatives show up in numbers, you know, and not just good conservatives, anybody who has been supportive of Trump at all in any way.
Yeah.
You need to show up as though he were on the ballot himself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democrat, Congresswoman out of Florida.
She's creeping her. Never mind.
she said that Trump wants to bleach America. He wants to turn everyone's hair orange.
Wow.
No, not exactly. But she said that, though. Bleach America.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
Details on that.
Wow.
And more are coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and welcome. It is the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And our top story is just the absolutely horrendous story of 82 people dying because of a Texas flash flood. Dozens missing, at least 41 at last count. Just an awful, awful thing that occurred and really making it even worse. Among them, while rescuers are still searching for at least 41 missing, among them are 10 girls and one counselor from Camp Mystic, an all-girls summer camp along the Guadalupe River that rose more than 20 feet in less than 2 hours during the peak of flooding early on the 4th of July. And there are still some rain and maybe even heavy rain that they can expect still ongoing, making obviously rescue and location attempts and all that that much more difficult. But there are, you know, some heroic stories coming out of there. One Coast Guard guy saved 165 people. And this was his first, you know, major, this is his first real rescue.
That's pretty cool.
Type attempts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got that going on. And we'll continue to follow that. And hopefully we'll have more heroic stories and some good outcomes, hopefully. I mentioned this about Debbie Wasserman Schultz, the Democrat congresswoman from South Florida. She was on MSNBC's The Weekend, and she said, again, more Trump lies. Just talking about mass deportation stuff. More Trump lies, more people being thrown into a dire situation where many of them will ultimately die when they're deported back to countries like Venezuela and Haiti, which clearly don't have conditions in which it is a safe or a place that has the environment to take the people back. Listen, this again is emblematic of what the Democrat Party stands for now. The lives and the safety of illegal immigrants, people who came here illegally, take precedent over you, your family, your neighborhood. Yeah, placing Americans in danger. That's not even an afterthought for them. It's clear, first and foremost. And they're treating ICE like they're the bad guys. They're the ones that are following the law. They're the ones that are constantly trying to make America a safer place. But these, the Democrats, it's crazy. And they're so obvious. Yeah. She's all worried about these people being sent back to Venezuela and Haiti. Said in Haiti, that is a country that is overrun by gangs and essentially is a failed state. Overrun by gangs.
So let's bring them here instead. Right? Is that the logic going on?
Yes.
Okay.
It must be.
Wow.
Yeah. You see, maybe it's this. You know, gangs aren't as a bad thing here because we're not overrun with gangs, whereas in Haiti, they're overrun with gangs. Here, we're just we have gangs and
it's a big difference between overrunning a whole country and say, you know, apartment complexes in Colorado Springs or something. But that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Here's another joke. Ready?
Uh-oh.
She says, oh, and in Venezuela, you have the Maduro regime, which is a narco state. Oh, a narco state, which you like Mexico, where you open the borders to them bringing in all the narco they could carry and then some. Are you kidding me?
Wow.
Yeah. Don't send these people back to a narco state. They're the ones that help bring some of the narco in.
Wow.
These people are crazy.
Yeah. Good word.
Yeah. Yeah. She said, how could it possibly be safe to send 500,000 Venezuelans when we revoked their humanitarian parole and TPS from Venezuelans from 500,000 Haitians? Well, why would you want 500,000 people in this country, most of which we don't know anything about? We have no idea whether they're going to be able to assimilate, whether these people are going to make any positive contribution to society at all. We don't know if they're criminals. We don't know if they're terrorists. We don't know if they're gang members. Isn't that ridiculous?
Well, I touched a little bit on that Thursday when you were off. It's like assimilation was supposed to be the goal of allowing people into our country, and that's part of the problem. They're not.
No.
They want to have their own neighborhoods, their own agendas, and that's how we end up with, you know, the squad being in Congress. I mean, because they don't assimilate into American culture.
She said, this is a situation. This is Debbie Wasserman Schultz. This is a situation in which they want to bleach America.
Oh, my goodness.
So now she wants to play the racist card. She said, you heard what Miller said. He is talking about Stephen Miller. He is a vile human being. What they're doing in the Everglades on incredibly sensitive land, environmentally sensitive land that is so sensitive in the 1970s, they abandoned the plan to put a huge airport on that property. They're violating sacred tribal lands. No consultation with the Miccosukees. We're in the middle of hurricane season. Look at that infrastructure that they're showing right now that'll blow away like matchsticks if a hurricane comes. Oh, that's right. If a hurricane comes and blows your house away like matchsticks, you damn well better not have a Trump flag out front, right, Debbie Wasserman Schultz? Or FEMA won't help you. Yeah. We've already established that, right? But again, she's not worried about you or me. She's not even worried about her own constituents that live on the coastline. She's worried about illegal immigrants who have already been given the deportation order. Yep. They have had due process. They are going to be in that camp temporarily and flown home or to a third country. And she's worried about the infrastructure there. She said they're either going to waste money on trying to rush through an evacuation or people are going to die.
I think we should send her on one of those python hunts. Just, you know, if she's worried about the environment down there. Just a thought. You know, one snake after another.
She could lay out there in the swamp and nothing would touch her just out of professional courtesy. Thank you very much. Oh, my goodness. Yep. That's just some of the things that are going on. In case you were wondering, with all these people that drowned in the flash flood, you know, it's like Mother Nature, you know.
She can't
be contained. But it's not. In fact, it's Donald Trump's fault.
And how is that, I wonder?
Well, that's according to, let's see, somebody who is...
an expert in something?
Maybe the next, Aristotle.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she's brilliant. I'm talking about Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, well, she's a wise something, but... That's beside the point.
She self-deported to Ireland. She cast blame on President Donald Trump for the devastating flash flooding that has occurred in Texas. Trump,
wow,
so powerful. He can make it rain.
He controls
the
weather.
He can make it rain.
That's amazing.
He is going to make it rain financially for all Americans. But that's not what she's talking about.
Man, she leaves the country, and then we never get a quiet moment out of her, for goodness sakes. If she's going to talk this much, bring her back home.
Yep.
Wow.
It's all Trump's fault.
That's incredible.
If you could make it rain, you could make the rain stop maybe, too. I don't know.
Or just send it to the desert areas or
something. Who will stop the rain?
Who? Write that down. That's catchy. That's catchy. That could catch on.
Is that all that rain, clear water? Revive that for a minute. Get it? Creedence Clearwater Revival. Who'll stop the rain?
Oh, yeah.
Got to explain these things.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.